When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
It's time
to catch a cheater.
Only on the Jubal Show.
Mark is on the phone today for To Catch a Cheater, and he thinks that his girlfriend Caitlin might be cheating. They've been together for 5 years. They're not married, though, but that is a long time to be with somebody.
Yeah.
Mark, what's up, man? Why do you think Caitlin's cheating on you?
I don't know, man. It doesn't make sense. Like, randomly, she just started, like, joining, like, these fitness competitions after she's been working out at this, like, new gym.
Okay.
And it's not like really like her, only because like she's, you know, she's cared about fitness, but like on like on a casual level, because it's used as like, you know, Diet Coke and, you know, whatever. It's not like anything. She's been super, you know, into this kind of stuff. And it's just kind of a little bit out of the blue for me. And then so like on top of like, you know, joining this fitness competition, like her gym friends are just like, it's all guys, you know what I mean? And all these guys are the ones who like kind of pushed her to get into this competition, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I've met them, they're all great. There's like, obviously there's one guy named Brett who, it's just, you know, I guess his behavior has always been kind of just like set off, like, you know, alarms for me or whatever. Okay. And sometimes I feel crazy or whatever, but you know, like he'll just comment on her like social media stuff saying like, you know, I'm proud of you or like, look at you, go, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know. I mean, yeah, that's harmless, I guess. You know what I mean? But like, you know, that's always how it looks, right? It always looks harmless, I guess.
Have you said anything to her about how that makes you kind of uncomfortable?
Yeah. And then like I 100%, cause then she started going over there, like, you know, to his place, and they'll have like, you know, the meal prep or the, like, you know, they'll take pre-workout together and then go work out or whatever. And then if I ask kind of like what's going on there, kind of just like, you know, I just kind of get labeled as not supportive, you know, and okay, kind of just makes me feel just like garbage, really.
Does she spend time with this Brett guy like outside of gym stuff, or there just really isn't much more time for anything other than gym stuff?
Well, it just, I mean, from what I know, she goes over there before they go to the gym, you know what I mean? They'll meal prep and like cook together and stuff like that, you know, whatever, you know, meal preppers are, just so annoying. sorry for cussing.
No, it's all right, man. I mean, you're in a situation too where you think she might be cheating. I understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would ask if you would want to go over there with her or have ever tried, but sounds like you wouldn't want to.
Well, I mean, I was just like, it's just, you know, I'm so happy she found, that's like a community thing, like this fitness stuff. Like, obviously, if you're not into it, you're not into it, kind of just stick out. Like, I'm not going to go over there and watch them make chicken breast and broccoli and whatever. And, you know, I mean, I get it, like, Brett's, like, safe for her, you know what I mean? Like, he encourages her and, like, you know, on the surface, it looks just like he's, like, a very supportive friend, but it just, I don't like that, you know, if I try to bring it up and I ask for any kind of security from my girlfriend, she labels me as not supportive, and that kind of,
that sets
off the most alarm, you know what I mean?
That is the thing right there. Like, it depends how somebody acts, right? If you ask a question and, you know, it's a valid question, and then they react in a super defensive way, or how dare you bring this up, never bring it up again. That's usually a sign that they're trying to create sort of an illusion to make you not bring it up again, right? So because there's something going on. I hope not for you, but we'll do the usual. You told us what grocery store she shops at. We'll call her and pretend to be from there. and offer her free flowers to be delivered anywhere in the United States as a way of saying thank you very much for being a loyal customer with us. And we'll see if she sends those flowers to you or to somebody else. Okay.
I'm kind of looking forward to it and kind of not.
Yeah. Man, yep. I also know that feeling, you know, like you're sitting there and you're like, I don't want to find out, but if I do, I thank you. At least I know so I can move on, you know?
Exactly.
All right, man. We'll play a song, come back and see if she is cheating with To Catch a Cheater next.
It's time
to catch a cheater.
Only on the Jubal Show.
If you're just joining us for today's To Catch a Cheater, Mark is on the phone and he thinks that his girlfriend of 5 years named Caitlin might be messing around. And Mark, I'll let you tell it before we give her a call. We're about to call her and see if we can catch her cheating. But Mark, why don't you just kind of go over real quick why you think she might be cheating on you?
She's joining these fitness competitions and she's got this workout buddy that, you know, guy named Brett, who, you know, she goes over to her house or his house and they'll meal prep together and they'll take pre-workout and they just do, you know, they hang out all the time. And if I try to ask what's going on, she'll just kind of accuse me of not being supportive for her fitness goals or competition. And it's just setting off a whole bunch of red flags for me. And I just don't feel comfortable.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. So we're about to call her from the grocery store that she's a rewards card member at and tell her that she's this month's big winner of free flowers delivered from our floral department. And we'll see if she sends those to you or to someone else. Okay.
Okay.
All right, man. Here we go. I'm going to dial her phone number right now.
Hello?
Hi, this is Gerben calling from... Is this Caitlin?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Caitlin. Please don't hang up. This is not a marketing call. I'm calling to tell you congratulations. You're this month's big winner.
Are you serious? I shopped there yesterday. Literally.
Thank you for shopping. Congratulations.
Ooh, what did I get?
Oh, well, if you didn't know, every single month we choose one rewards card member at random who gets free flowers delivered from our floral department. We do delivery now, trying to get the word out and also say thank you for shopping. So you've won 36 long stem red roses, a box of chocolates, and a card to be delivered anywhere within the continental United States.
Oh my gosh, yes, I never win anything.
Well, now you can't say that anymore.
Yes.
So thank you.
Cool.
Yeah, if you know where you want them sent, I can take the information from you over the phone right now in a matter of minutes. And also, I'd be willing to set up time to call you back if you're not sure yet.
Okay, yeah. I think I know who I want to send it.
Oh, you want to do it right now? Perfect. Okay.
Let's just do it.
We'll start with the first and last name there. Sorry about that. I'm just getting my form pulled up here. First and last name?
Okay. Brett.
And is there anything you want to put on the card to Brett?
Let's just say your support means the world.
Okay, Mark, the name's Brett.
Wait, what? Brett is the name.
Yeah, Mark's your boyfriend's name, and he's actually on the phone. This is actually the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. I'm Jubal.
Hi, I'm Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
And we do a segment where if you think your significant other might be cheating, we try to catch them by who they'll send flowers to, and your boyfriend, Mark, is actually on the phone.
Hey, Caitlin, it's not Brett.
Okay, I'm speechless. Right now, I'm on the radio.
It's fine. Yeah, you're on the radio. I thought I had
I wasn't really comfortable about it,
and these guys want to help me out. That's why. And they just proved my point.
So immature. Like, I was so excited for a second, and that's just so immature. That is so immature. That's so like you.
Yeah, everyone could tell how excited you were to send flowers to Brett. So, like, I'd rather you just never see him again. You know, it's getting to the point where it's like, I just completely feel uncomfortable and you're not helping at all.
Wait, is there something going on with Brett, Caitlin? I mean, why do you want to send him flowers?
It's nice to be supported by someone, anyone. And Mark, like, this is just what I'm talking about at home. Honestly, like, you're always trying to kind of like control my choices and you're so insecure. It's just driving
me. Well, you're not helping. You know, sometimes as a partner, you have a responsibility if someone feels insecure to give them a little bit of support, a little bit of a safety net or something like that.
I think that's fair.
You know?
So now I'm just
really
not supposed to be the one person who's like supporting my fitness journey that I'm on. Like, I'm just supposed to be like, oh,
so
sorry.
So you send them flowers? Everyone knows flowers is not just like friends, it's romantic. Okay, it's clearly crossing a line.
Babe, I see you like every single day, and it's pretty much the same old. Whereas, like, this is somebody who's putting in extra effort without being in a relationship with me. It's pretty nice to actually have somebody's attention who wants to, like, give me some support. So, yeah, I was going to send flowers to him.
He's giving extra attention, extra effort to, like, sleep with you. It's obvious.
Honestly, like, he might have a thing for me.
It's okay. Like, I'm completely done, because you obviously are not even trying to make me feel better about this. So I'm not comfortable. Obviously, you're not going to stop talking to Brett or seeing him. So I'm going to stop talking and seeing you, because I'm done with this.
Are you kidding me? I want to thank these guys
for helping me out. These guys helped me out.
So you're going to prank me on the radio. You're going to call me. You're going to get my
emotions. You pranked yourself. You did it. No one did anything. You did it to yourself.
So ridiculous. I'm literally going to call your mom the second we hang up. This is so stupid. Now you're like breaking up with me on the radio. Mark, this is just so dramatic.
She doesn't care about you. As soon as he finds out you don't make me happy, she's not going to care. So good luck. Have fun with that.
What is his mom going to do?
You are miserable. I'm not anymore.
But Caitlin, you're not even trying to keep him here. What do you want? What's happening?
This is just so disrespectful of him. Like, I love these radio calls. I listen to them. I think that you guys are always so entertaining. But now that it's happening to me, it's just like, this is too real. You know, like, this is just too ridiculous to even entertain. Like, he's just so immature.
But you're still not trying to make your boyfriend feel any better. Like, you have to understand where he's coming from, too. You're spending a lot of time with another man. You know, if the roles were reversed, I'm sure you'd feel a little bit uncomfortable, too.
He should want to put in some effort and, like, step it up instead of just being, like, pouting and being, like, a little baby about it. Like, he's kind of being a little and, like, that's the issue in our relationship. I mean, I'm pretty pissed off right now. He called me. It's like, you railroaded me on the radio. Like, that's so cheesy for him to do when he doesn't even communicate to me. And, like,
so cheesy of you to cheat on me. So
I'm not cheating on you, bro. Like, I'm not cheating on you.
What? So I'm a little... Okay, yeah, well, I'm done. And, you know, Jubal, why don't you hang up on her, please? Because this is ridiculous.
Oh.
What?
All right.
Thank you for answering, Caitlin.
It's gone. Mark. Man, I'm sorry, but it sounds like you both need to be done, in my opinion.
There's definitely a communication problem.
Yeah, and thank you guys. I was on the fence of making this call to you guys, and I'm so happy I did. And you guys did great, and I'm so happy that you guys supported me, and you guys just were, thank you. Thank you for helping facilitate this.
Thank you, man. All right.
Good luck.
Good luck, man.
Thank you.
The Jubal Show's To Catch a Cheater.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by anxiety, struggling to find restful sleep, or plagued by a restless inability to focus? It's time to break free from the chains of mental health challenges and discover a path to healthy living. Welcome to Amen University, founded by renowned psychiatrist and brain health expert, Dr. Daniel Amen. Dr. Amen, alongside a team of esteemed doctors and experts in their fields, understands the struggles you're facing and are here to offer solutions. From debilitating anxiety to sleepless nights filled with worry, our courses are meticulously crafted to target these specific challenges head on. Join us on a journey of transformation led by Dr. Amen and a roster of top-tier professionals. Say goodbye to the constant battle with your mind and embrace a future filled with hope and possibility. Visit our website today to explore our courses and start your journey towards a brighter tomorrow. Use code BRAIN10 and get 10% off. That's code BRAIN10 and get 10% off your first purchase. Amen University, because your mental health matters.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.